AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
We've had six debates now. Why should the networks continue getting rich on these debates? Give some to the wounded warriors and making a fortune. Let's see how much money Fox is going to make on the debate without me.
Donald Trump will not be center stage at the final GOP debate before the Iowa caucuses next Monday.
Donald Trump's campaign manager says the front runner won't take part in Thursday's debate. Trump is unhappy that Fox News plans to include Megyn Kelly as one of the debate moderators, a reporter Trump has described as a lightweight. He plans instead to hold a competing event.
I'm going to have something else in Iowa. We'll do something where we raise money for the veterans and the wounded warriors.
Thursday's debate with now seven Republicans will be the last one before Monday's caucuses. Jerry Bodlander, Marshalltown, Iowa.
Donald Trump had suggested earlier in the day he might skip the Fox debate, drawing a sarcastic statement from the Fox television network that, quote, the Ayatollah and Putin both intend to treat Donald Trump unfairly when they meet with him if he becomes president. The White House says Bernie Sanders will meet informally tomorrow in the Oval Office with President Obama, but there will not be a formal agenda. A federal judge in Chicago has given preliminary approval to a reworked concussion settlement between thousands of former college athletes and the NCAA. According to AP correspondent Michael Tarm,
the judge also said that he wants to limit blanket liability for the NCAA on future lawsuits. Not getting that protection could potentially end up scuttling the deal.
In human terms, the blizzard of 2016 cost at least 48 people their lives. 13 people died shoveling snow. This is AP Radio News. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he's happy to learn that a 23-year-old Milwaukee man has been arrested for allegedly planning to attack a Masonic temple.
A criminal complaint had been issued against Sammy Mohammed Abde pertaining to illegal possession of machine guns. That is the criminal charge that has been filed against him, but the story is much more complicated than that.
But Barrett says there does not appear to be any further threat to Milwaukee.
Based on my reading of the criminal complaint, it appears that this individual was not acting with others. I don't know that for certain, but that he had shared his confidences with several people who are working with the FBI.
Still no sign of those three dangerous inmates who escaped last week from the Santa Ana jail in Southern California. A $200,000 reward has been offered for their capture. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.